This is Al Simpson. In a real blow to hand-wringing liberals in Congress, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals struck down OSHA's toxic exposure standards. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's not just the majority of Americans who know that OSHA has gone bonkers. The three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agrees with them. They said that OSHA's 1989 sham to try to regulate 428 chemicals was, quote, so scientifically flawed that the standards could not be allowed to stand. The decision was a rejection of some of the goofy risk assessment theories that most scientists flatly reject because they wildly distort actual risks. Ted, when you begin to write more language for a new OSHA bill, remember to add Democrat hot air to the list. That's one hazard even more toxic than anything OSHA could come up with, and it usually has the worst possible effect on workers' jobs because it usually dumps them right out on the streets.
Al, you just set a new all-time Olympic right-wing record for protecting businesses that endanger workers' lives. OSHA health and safety rules are largely acceptable to industry. That court case is certain to be appealed. If higher courts don't undo the damage, Congress should. What's at stake is eliminating cancer-causing chemicals from the workplace. With over 400 toxic chemicals identified, regulations are essential, so workers aren't risking their lives to keep their jobs. Safety is not inconsistent with business profits, Al. Most businesses want the right thing. It's unfair competition when a few bad apples spoil the barrel. Deregulating health and safety is Republican ideology run amok. Stop treating workers as if they are expendable. Use them up, you say. Throw them away if they get too sick to work. Shame on you, Al. That attitude's unacceptable. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on false advertising for prescription drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.